From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi. We've been talking about the big public events that have been happening this last week. We had CPAC that's just finished, a lot of political news coming out of that, as well as what's going on here in Austin, South by Southwest. And the way they're using that, we've just been talking about how they use that to control the public, to essentially manufacture consent. And of course, an important part, Anthony, of manufacturing consent is to make sure that what they're telling us is really working. And so they have to surveil everything that we do. Now, one of the people that was at South by Southwest, we've been talking a lot about the gun control groups that were meeting there that really didn't have anybody show up to their presentation. Even though there's three gun control groups, they couldn't fill up three rows of people, even with the press there. But we did have Julian Assange speaking via Skype there, and he had an interesting comment about privacy. What he said here is, what's going on is an unprecedented theft of wealth from the majority of the population by those who already have a lot of power. And they're doing this in part by stealing information from all of us. Knowledge is power, and they're accumulating a lot of power. When I look at the way that they're trying to manipulate us through social media, and that was what this meeting at South by Southwest on gun control was about, it was about manipulating the public through social media by making sure that people can't say or put anything up about guns on Facebook at the same time that they're going to use it to put their side of the story out. It's a massive transfer of power. They're trying to control people, and they also want to see if people are buying their message. That's really what all this metadata is about, isn't it?
Their actions signify a message of victory and success, because we see them scurrying, freaking out, teaming up with Facebook to censor everyone posting pictures of themselves with weapons. By the way, I did that today. Great response. Everyone needs to fight back against Facebook, who's saying you're not allowed to post pictures of firearms, even if you're a gun shop. You're not allowed to do anything with firearms, because they've teamed up with these Moms Against Guns and everything. You're not allowed to do that anymore. I've started doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. Everyone needs to do that to fight back. It's the Streisand effect. When someone actually tries to censor someone, it ultimately becomes larger. So ultimately, what's come now is South by Southwest, the owner, as Alex was talking about earlier in the show, in the very beginning, has tried to come down on legal firearm owners by setting up all these events, these anti-gun events, and it's fallen flat on its face.
And one of the groups that was there was Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which a lot of mayors have blown the whistle on as well. But, of course, he was there at the South by Southwest event, and he is the one who is working with Facebook to try to make sure that they censor any information about guns. Yeah, it's just not going to work. It's going to go the same direction that Piers Morgan went.
That's
when
exactly
they tried to shove things down everybody's throat. What happened to them? If Facebook tries to do this, you're going to see Facebook plummet as a platform.
Exactly right. And they're not going to be able to contain all the people posting pictures of guns, legal firearms, and all the reality and statistics. In fact, instead of just posting ourselves with guns, which we should do, and I've already begun doing, we should start posting the statistics over and over and over and over again so people see the statistics, because that's what they're ultimately afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about logic or reason or statistics, as I talked about earlier. They want to censor everyone and make everyone afraid of assault weapons because they're scary looking. But it reminds me now, they're losing, and they know they're losing. We're going to get into how the scientists now admit that Fukushima has already hit the West Coast and it's already coming in waves. We told you that 2011, 2012. We were called crazy. And Obama, we're going to play the clip of Obama saying that that would never happen. But specifically, you were telling me at CPAC, a journalist was detained for just trying to get a book signed. And that, tell us.
Yeah, this is Dan Dix from Press for Truth. And he was in line. He had a book that was written by Newt Gingrich, and he wanted to get Newt Gingrich to sign his book, and he was going to get a quick question in to Newt Gingrich, because, of course, if you're an alternative journalist, you're not going to get an audience with His Majesty. That's the way they control the press, is through access.
But they had to screen him beforehand.
Well, the interesting thing is that as he's waiting to get in, they pulled him out of line, out of a large crowd of people. And I've got a big question about that I want to talk about when we come back. Why did they pull him out of this big crowd of people? Now, he's been talking about things. They would know who he is, but he is not that famous that they would recognize him. So what's going on with that? We're going to talk about that right after we come back. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in studio, live with Anthony Gucciardi. And we were just talking before the break, Anthony, about what happened at CPAC, this journalist that got pulled out. But I want to read this from the Gridiron Dinner last night. This is a quote from John Kerry. Now, of course, these are politicians kind of making fun of themselves, okay, and putting things out that... Not necessarily making fun of each other, but making fun of themselves. Listen to this comment, though, from John Kerry. He says, it's so nice to put faces to the metadata. Now, people laughed. I'm sorry, but if I was there, I couldn't laugh about that. We'll know that we're getting somewhere when people are no longer able to laugh about that kind of surveillance. They simply get angry. Maybe they groan or maybe they hiss or whatever. But they should not be laughing about that. And here's the example that we were talking about just before the break. At CPAC, we had a journalist, Dan Dix, Press for Truth, a small alternative media. He's known, but he's not known like he would be recognized like somebody that's on Fox News, for example, by face. He is in a very long line of people to get in a book signing with Newt Gingrich so he can get face-to-face and ask him a question because, of course, Newt Gingrich isn't going to give him an interview, okay, because that's the way they use access to control the media. They control the mainstream media through access. So he's in the line. He's quite a bit further back, and they have all of a sudden a bunch of security officers descend on him and say, we think you're a threat. We want to see what you're carrying. Make him empty all of his pockets. They see that he has no threat, and then they escort him out of CPAC and will not say anything to him, just take him out of there. Now, my question when I look at this is, how did they recognize Dan in that sea of people? Did they look at everybody that had bought a CPAC ticket and go down and say, ah, here's a journalist. Here's a journalist that's going to ask us questions that we might not be familiar with. Let's keep an eye on him. Do they have facial recognition? You know, what's this metadata that they're putting faces to, as John Kerry says?
Well, I think there's no question they're screening people.
Yeah.
And it comes down to the fact that they've lost the information battle, and they can no longer stand the assault of reality that's coming to them when journalists
they
go
just
up
want
and
to censor
questions.
It. They exactly. just want to censor it. Yeah.
So that's when you know we've really won, and it also at the same time, though, gets really scary because it means they're willing to do anything
mm-hmm.
in case of defending their empire. So when they cannot even argue anymore, they don't even want to have interviews. They don't even want to talk to anyone. They don't even want to put up with it. They just have you arrested now immediately if you try to even go up to someone.
Isn't it interesting that Newt Gingrich is supposedly one of the most articulate people in the Republican Party? He doesn't feel like he can take on an alternative journalist. He's got to have him thrown out of the event.
And, you know, It might not even be specifically him. It might be the event people going and saying, oh, an alternative journalist.
Yes.
Wow, we need to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, it might be the CPAC employees going around. Because just like the TSA, you know, it's the TSA agents sometimes themselves that are on these immense power trips that are completely absurd and insane and molesting people.
Still, somehow they had to know who he was. They had to be able to recognize his face or had to single him out in some way out of the crowd. That's what I find troubling. I want to take your calls on CPAC and some of these other issues, South by Southwest, that we're talking about. Let me give you the number for Sunday. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. If you want to call in and weigh in on what you think happened with CPAC this last week. Now, of course, they had a poll at the end, and Rand Paul won that pretty handily. And the number two was Ted Cruz, but it was a little bit closer on Drudge, wasn't it?
Well, I'm more interested in the Drudge poll, as I was just going to say.
Yeah.
And if we have that on screen, it when I checked it just shortly ago, Rand Paul was dominating. Ted Cruz was close behind, but overall it seems like the whole pulse of the real conservative nation right now is Ted Cruz and Rand Paul.
Yes, they were neck and neck at about 30% last I saw it. Everybody else was about 4, 5, 6%.
Well, think about what that signifies, though. It's not Newt Gingrich. It's not Jeb Bush. You know, it's not Rick Perry. It's Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. You think about that. In 2014, we're at a point now, they would be considered, they are considered alternative conspiracy theorists by many people. And here they are, you know, dominating these polls with hundreds of thousands of people voting. I mean, the Drudge poll is more legitimate than the CPAC.
Yes. Can you imagine Jeb Bush saying we need to abolish the IRS? No matter how corrupt they are, no matter how they are using the IRS against political enemies and continue to do it after it's exposed. That's the most amazing thing. I believe all presidents have been doing this with the IRS. And, of course, they're controlling all of our behavior through the income tax code, right? But when they get caught doing this, instead of being impeached, they just continue to do it. And the IRS commissioner takes the fifth twice, even though we can't take the fifth on anything but the IRS tax forms. It's an outrage, but the only ones to speak to these types of things are Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. That's why you see them leading in the opinion polls on Drudge, where it really matters.
What does that signify to you?
I think we're, like you said, I think we're winning, and I think they're really getting desperate. And I think the old school Republican leadership, the old country club leadership that's represented by people like Jeb Bush and by Newt Gingrich, I think they're very much afraid of this. You've got McCain, who's out there saying that that Ted Cruz needs to apologize, that he crossed the line, because what Ted Cruz said was that McCain and Dole and these other guys, they're all good men, he said. They're decent men, but they don't stand and draw a clear distinction. They don't stand for principle. And so Democrats celebrate that. That's what he's saying. They don't stand for anything except the same things that the Democrats stand for, which is greater government control of your life.
You know, I've never been left or right, and this has always been the case. We all know about the left-right paradigm and everything, how it's many of the same sides. But it really does seem like the conservative Republican movement is going on the right side with this. They're all culminating together to the right principles and standing behind Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who aren't perfect, as no one
else. That's right. That's right.
But it really does seem to be a quantum phase shift to the conservative movement going ahead. And the left, I mean, it's not even really called the conservative movement anymore to me. It's almost like the third party of reality is bolstering. And it seems like Drudge is just so on target with everything that it's, you know, all third party reality. And that many of the conservatives now realize that people like Jeb Bush and all of those other losers are not real conservatives.
That's
and
right.
From the beginning, real conservatism has been what is now considered, you know, truth, alternative news, just all of the things that we stand for. And same with the left. The real left people would stand for this too. So it's almost like you see the Democratic Party degenerating at such a fast pace as you see the right kind of phase shifting, realizing that all the viewers, all the attention, all the everything is on this new reality third party.
I think people are starting to understand that you have to have freedom in all these different areas. It makes a difference if you have privacy. It makes a difference if you can defend yourself. It makes a difference if you don't get the government involved in every war. And yet we see that's the same stuff that McCain is still offering people.
I mean, at the very least, it's maybe like some of these real conservatives don't want to destroy the country. They just want to have crony capitalism or something and make a lot of money and you know, a lot of people have some guns. But the left, it seems like they literally just want to destroy the cities, just want to completely have crime go rampant. They just want to have mass abortions, and they just want to just completely destroy everything until it degrades to zero. And I'm definitely not a Republican. I'm definitely not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at this from the side of common sense, from reality, statistics, and facts. And it does look like the left overall, the ultra left, does want to completely take everything down with them and raise the tax to 100%.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this breaks down, and I'm interested to see what people think about it, because NPR and other people were saying that, well, we've got Rand Paul out there talking about libertarian issues, about freedom issues, about non-interventionism, and of course they want to portray that as isolationism. John Bolton is saying, what we've got now is isolationism. Really? When we go to the border of Russia and try to start a hot war with them, try to start the Cold War, they consider that to be isolationism? That is scary. That is real scary. We're going to be back. Take your calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi. And we were just talking before the break about what was going on with CPAC. What's really going on with the heart and soul of the Republican Party? Well, you know, some of it doesn't ever seem to change. We've got John McCain saying, when he was asked by MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell about the options for a U.S. attack on, get this, Russia. It's not Syria anymore or Libya. It's now Russia that they want to engage. McCain said, I'd love to tell you that there is an option about U.S. attacking Russia, Andrea, but frankly, I do not see it. I wish that there were. I don't see a military option, and it's tragic. He thinks it's tragic that we don't have a way that we can start a hot war with Russia. Of course, we are trying to start the Cold War again. That's going to help his military-industrial complex buddies, isn't it?
It's really, really tragic that we cannot start a nuclear holocaust via World War III. That just makes a tear come to my eye.
It's like Dr. Strangelove.
Exactly. You know what else is really tragic? That they're pushing this over on the American people, who 90% of the people that I've, at least from my understanding of this, based on all the user feedback, all the comments, all the social media response, are people that have just gone online and seen pictures of protesters from the Ukraine and heard that, oh, they're hurting the protesters. Russia, they think that Russia is shooting them with sniper rifles when it was all U.S.-backed CIA takeover. But they think that Russia is the one attacking the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that Russia is invading them after attacking the protesters. That's how totally ignorant they are of this whole subject. And that's why they're able to go ahead and come on television and say, yes, we need to attack Russia. We need to start World War III over these protesters. And everyone, it just reminds me of the Occupy movement. It's like every single time there's a protest, the protesters are immediately perfect. Like, the American people love a good protest.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in another country, they don't even listen to the
politics. Well, not always. They didn't like the Tea Party protest.
Well,
that's probably the biggest
protest
I've seen in my lifetime, and they were
here,
demonized for
bad.
It, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if it's in the Ukraine, then the protesters are great no matter what, and it's, you know, evil.
Well, you know, the wisdom of the Founding Fathers was that we don't involve ourselves in foreign intrigue. You know, there's a lot of very complicated stuff going on there.
Exactly.
We've got snipers that are shooting at both sides of the protesters and the police. Who's behind those snipers? Well, we can argue about that. We can argue about why are these NGO organizations like John McCain's International Republican Institute, why are they sending tons of money to the Ukraine? We can argue about that. Let's not get involved in that.
I don't want to get into the Ukraine.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, because it's such an intense geopolitical situation, there's no good sides. But the only thing that would be good is to actually kind of know what's going on instead of having all this insane propaganda going out there to push World War III to the citizens that unfortunately have no idea what's even happening.
Exactly. The insane thing would be not get involved in this very complicated foreign intrigue. That was the foreign policy that served us very well. That was the wisdom of the Founding Fathers, who advised us against that, to not go abroad seeking monsters to destroy and get involved in their perpetual wars in Europe. We should do that, and we should not start World War III. Let's go to a call here. We've got JT in Colorado. JT, you wanted to talk about sanctions in the Ukraine?
Hey, David.
Hey.
And Anthony, good talking with both of you. The curious thing, when Obama decided that he was going to sanction Russia for, you know, them going out and protecting their time-honored, long-time bases, that the first thing Putin did was say that he would stop importation of ammunition from the Soviet Union, 7.62-39 and 7.62-54 ammo. Well, who does that help, David?
Exactly.
I think that helps Obama.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a very complicated situation, isn't it? Hopefully we can get somebody in who is going to make the case, as we see. I think it's part of the popularity of Rand Paul, is that he's making the case that we don't need to get involved and intervene in every single foreign war. And it gets piled intrigue on top of intrigue. And certainly that's going to be something that's going to affect us directly. There's also the pushback against the dollar. There's the trade war that's going to erupt out of this. There's many, many, many dimensions. And every single war, whether it's a trade war, whether it's a Cold War, whether it's a shooting war, who gets stronger? The governments do. The American government will get stronger from this. The Russians will get stronger from this. Every time there's a conflict like that, they use it. It is the lifeblood of the state, isn't it, Anthony?
Well, yeah, I think the secret is why Rand Paul is gaining so much success, why Ted Cruz is gaining so much success, is they're simple. They'll lay it on the line. And not everyone's perfect, I understand that. But in many ways, they'll lay it on the line. Yes, I'm against the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yes, I'm against starting World War III with Russia. It's these simple little things any common sense person would be against.
Yes.
But it's like there's no political figure that's willing to go out and say that. Because it's all bought and paid for. They're all part of the establishment, so they won't do it. But it's like these key ones that go out and actually say what we want. You know,
and people are tired of being manipulated into all of these conflicts. And we understand how they've been trying to – exactly. They understand how we've been manipulated and trying to get us involved in Syria and other places. Thank you, JT in Colorado. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. You want to talk about CPAC and GMOs?
Yes, good afternoon. Hope you guys had a great weekend. You know, Anthony Gutierrez, I'm a big fan of your work, and I did a documentary for the InfoWar contest titled Genetically Modified Society. I'm trying to...
You know what? That's a great film. I've seen that.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Anthony. I appreciate it. I'd like to interview you. I'm trying to finish that documentary and would like to interview you. Don't know of a way to do it.
Well, just send us over an email. Send me a message on Facebook. But did you want to talk about GMOs and CPAC?
Yeah, my comment on CPAC, I was watching it throughout the weekend, and David, you brought up the question on Friday during your show, and I was watching the can't conservatives and libertarians coexist. I was watching that part of CPAC, and Michael Medved, boy, this neocon, he really loves to try to keep the two-party system, and he basically said in his entire speech that the only way libertarians can have any effect is if they join the Republican Party. I thought it was laughable. So trying to tame any third-party presence. And if you saw from the CPAC straw poll with Rand Paul winning, one of the biggest surprises I saw was Dr. Ben Carson. This man's not even talked about in terms of the corporate establishment media, someone who's a contender. I personally don't think he's a contender. But to see that man, a black man, actually talk about real conservative issues, I thought that was interesting. He finished in third place. And then finally, I was watching Meet the Corporate Press today on the national propaganda channel NBC, and David Gregory tried to blow off Rand Paul's victory at CPAC, telling Congressman Peter King, oh, you know, the winner of the CPAC really doesn't matter anymore, but Rand Paul won, and Peter King is trying to say that Rand Paul is his target audience is like the lowest grade of individuals in the Republican Party, meaning those who are libertarian-minded. And that just goes to show you who these people really are, these neocons, these Peter Kings.
Well, they're like peacocks. They pretend they're all huge and walk around and act like they're great and intelligent, but in reality they have no followers or listeners. And that's why Drudge Report, the poll on there, Rand Paul's dominating as well with Ted Cruz, the real conservatives that are actually going to go out and change things.
I think it's interesting with Ben Carson. Here's somebody who got involved speaking out against Obamacare, just an honest citizen getting involved and standing up and saying, you know, what he thinks. And then he gets targeted, of course, by the IRS. And he didn't cower down. He stood up to it. That's very powerful. And, you know, Rand Paul is coming from a situation where has not been a lifetime career politician. People appreciate authenticity. We're going to be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I know that many Americans are also worried about the potential risks to the United States. So I want to be very clear. We do not expect harmful levels of radiation to reach the United States, whether it's the West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, or U.S. territories in the Pacific. Let me repeat that. We do not expect harmful levels of radiation to reach the West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, or U.S. territories in the Pacific. That is the judgment of our Nuclear Regulatory Commission and many other experts.
Well, there you go. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones. I'm joined in studio with Anthony Gucciardi. And Anthony, Obama is kind of like the weather. If you don't like it, you wait a little while and it changes, right? So now the story has changed about Fukushima and radiation coming to America, hasn't it?
Well, that was in 2011 when we said over and over again, Fukushima radiation is coming. Fukushima radiation may already be here in 2011. Fukushima radiation is worse than TEPCO is admitting in 2011. Obama was on television saying everything's fine. The radiation will never be here. And I wanted to cover this specifically because at the top of Drudge, there was an article, it's probably still there, scientists test West Coast for Fukushima radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it's very low levels, of course, right? Radiation from the Fukushima nuclear disaster likely will reach ocean waters along the U.S. West Coast next month, scientists are reporting. Now, let's be clear. It's already here. We've had multiple reports of that. But now it's openly stated in USA Today. And here's a quote from the scientist who's freaking out about it. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, he said. We can make predictions, we can do models, but unless you have results, how will we know if it's safe? And last July, this is in U.S. Today admitting this, Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, which operates the plant, acknowledged for the first time that the reactor was leaking contaminated underground water into the ocean. Yes, last July. Now, let's look back to 2012 in an article that I wrote in May, specifically talking about how just they admitted that the radiation exceeded 2.5 times the amount that they originally stated, and they admitted that they lied. Fukushima plant operators are now admitting that the Fukushima radiation levels admitted from the disaster exceeds almost 2.5 times the initial estimate produced by Japanese safety regulators. Study revealed that significantly more radioactive waste was released into the atmosphere as a result of the Fukushima explosion that many nuclear experts previously told the public. And it goes on to say that the operating company deliberately concealed this information. 2% ended up on land. There were 20% also fell on other areas of land, and the remainder went into the Pacific Ocean. So yeah, obviously it's already here. Obviously, you know.
It carries over the wind. It's bioaccumulated in the food supply. What's really sad about this is that they were saying, "Don't worry, there's nothing to be alarmed about. It's okay." To the sailors who were on the USS Reagan. And we see that they were exposed to such high levels of radiation that there was no concern to be had about that. That now we're seeing immediate threats to their health. It's going to be much more difficult for the population to connect the dots for the general population exposed to lower levels, but it will have an effect on Americans through bioaccumulation, through this exposure. It just may be in the number of cancer deaths that people have 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. It'll be very hard to tag it to that like we've tagged it with the sailors on board that ship. But they were deceived. They were lied to about that. And now we see that they're already having tremendous health effects on over 100 sailors.
I brought this up because this is yet another example of us saying in 2011 what's happening. Obama denying everything, saying it's fine. All the so-called experts in the government saying it's fine, while the actual private experts say it's a big disaster. And now it's coming, they say, in April. It'll be here. They also said a couple months ago that, you know, it was already coming, skyrocketing rates that we tested and everything like that. But I wanted to mention that. I'm just glad, you know, that we know what's going on. They're not going to tell you about nascent iodine. They're not going to tell you about any of that.
That's right.
You to do your own research, look up nascent iodine, check out the information. Also, you know, kelp and various forms of kelp, everything like that. But just prepare yourself because we were right. The government was lying to you once again. But if you find, you know, care in listening to the government lies, that's on you.
They're not going to tell you what the risks are. And as you pointed out, they're not going to tell you what you can do to protect yourself, to protect your family. We tell people that, and it's the way we support this operation. But it is also, you have to take action yourself. And, you know, it's something that nobody else is going to do that for you. They're not going to take the fluoride out of the water. They're not going to tell you that fluoride is the way to protect your health from radiation exposure. Iodine is the way to do that. You have to take a look at it yourself. You have to do what's in your interest and your family's interest. And it's a win-win situation if you do that. But if you just trust the government, their story is going to be constantly evolving, constantly lying to you about the risks.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line. If you want to listen to the government, that's fine. If you want to do your own research, look up nascent iodine, look up other alternatives, that's on you. But the reality is that the Fukushima radiation, we told you about it in 2011. Now, what's today? You know, USA Today, March 9th, saying Yeah, radiation might be coming to the West Coast.
Well, this has been going on now for 3 years.
Yep.
And they talk about the head of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency. That's what who Obama was quoting. Well, the head of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency has now said that they need to shut down all American reactors because they share the same design flaw as Fukushima does. So he's very concerned about that. It's not just the risk that we're exposed to from Fukushima. It's the risk that we're exposed to from all these other plants that are much, much closer to us, that are here in the United States. And it's also not just a risk of the plants exploding from something catastrophic like an earthquake or like a flood or something like we've seen with Three Mile Island or Chernobyl. It's also the risk that the storage pools are going to have a breakdown. And that's what we saw at Fukushima as well. And so we have a nuclear waste problem that is just as dangerous as the operation of the reactors. And the problem is that we can't trust the American companies and the American government to tell us the truth about this any more than we can trust the Japanese companies and the Japanese government to tell us the truth.
Well, the bottom line is I encourage everyone to check out InfoWarsLife.com and read about the nascent iodine for yourself. I didn't bring it up. Even think of that, honestly, it's on the top of Drudge. Scientists test West Coast for Fukushima radiation, ordering to be tested. Meanwhile, Washington is shutting off its radiation detection. We have none happening now. We have none planned as far as radiation detection, says the communications director for the Washington State Department. And they're just going to let it happen. You know, Washington doesn't care. They say the bulk of it's probably going to hit Washington. They don't even have radiation testing going on. California does. It's concerned.
We've got a couple of minutes before we go to break. Let's take some calls, Anthony. We got Chris in Indiana. You wanted to say something about CPAC and Rand Paul?
Hi, Mr. Gucciardi. Honored to talk to both of you.
Honored to talk to you.
Great talking to you. What did you want to say about CPAC and Rand Paul?
Well, about the Rand Paul speech, what he addressed to what I call the National Socialist Agency, he said, quote, cell phones are none of your damn business. Which means he means business, if you ask me.
Yes, that's right. We need to get angry about that, don't we? Yeah, we need to get angry about that. You know, when people laugh about that and just use it as a joke, I think we should be beyond that by now. We should be having some outrage, some indignation like Rand Paul had about that.
You're right about that. And people laughed at Ted Cruz's jokes, but people gave Rand Paul a round of applause for that quote. And I'm wondering, I'm predicting right now, Rand Paul versus Hillary Clinton 2016 on the Republican and Democratic ticket, respectively. And will people wake up and finally vote pro-liberty is the real question.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. That'll be an interesting matchup if that happens. Yeah, and
Rand Paul to Rand Paul. And Rand Paul might just have, you know, enough power behind getting alternative reality in there with the real conservative movement to potentially do it.
Absolutely. Let's go to RJ in Oklahoma. Thank you, Chris. He wanted to talk about electoral victories not being enough, you said?
Yes. It's going to be pretty tough. I've been in this business for 20 years. I'm a oath keeper, Tea Party coordinator. You know, by the way, David, you and Anthony, hats off. You're doing a phenomenal job.
Well, thanks. What do you think it's going to take, though? I'll tell you what, you go ahead and tell us. We've got just a few seconds, and we'll come back to you. We'll hold you over the break. But what do you think it's going to take?
The first thing we must have revival. And I appreciate the spiritual output that I hear on the show.
All right, hang on. We're going to be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex here in the studio, and I'm joined with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're taking your calls. But I just want to remind you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. And we're seeing attacks on our freedoms like never before, but we can secure our independence by breaking free from the confines of their systems of control. The path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. My Patriot Supply is a home of a wide array of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. Patriot Pantry is delicious, nutritious, and it prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, and their incredibly reasonable prices. The products you need, the service you expect, and the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. And we were just talking before the break to RJ in Oklahoma. RJ, you said you didn't think that electoral victories were enough. What do you think it's going to take to roll this back?
Well, again, I think the first thing is a spiritual awakening, and I believe it's slowly coming. I'm encouraged by things that I'm seeing. You know, Jesus said to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. And so along the lines of, you know, revival, it's important to be hooked up where there's not typically in a conventional church. There's so many things that aren't happening that. And by the way, there's a website where I could share that. I guess it might direct some people that are.
Sure, you can give that to us real quickly, and then I've got a comment. Go ahead, give us your website, yeah. And then I want to comment on that.
It's rjbarnett.wordpress.com.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And, I was looking at this article that just came out in the last few days about this homeless Jesus statue and the debate that came up around that. I think what they were trying to get to people is the idea that we do really have individual responsibilities. I think we have for too long, they say that if you've only got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And I think both for people who are trying to put forward a socialist agenda, as well as, unfortunately, for many Christians, they only see the government as being an effective solution. And so the government is their hammer, and they see everything as a nail that needs to be hammered with the government, whether it's keeping people off of drugs or helping them out when they hit bumpy times in their life or they get addicted to drugs. They want to hammer everybody with the government rather than taking things on and not trusting, not turning this over to an institution, whether it's the government or whether it's some big national charity, because those institutions just don't work and there's no connection there. It's an easy thing for people to not take the individual responsibility to go out there and engage other people and help them on a one-to-one basis. And part of that is helping them to understand what's being done to them, isn't it, Anthony?
They've taken it so far now that they're going after church groups that feed the homeless and confiscating their food and kicking them off the park.
Yes.
Or
yes.
In the case of one individual, he's going around with his family, his kids and everything, spending a couple $1,000s a month on his own food, walking around on the streets, giving homeless people food. And he just says something nice, like maybe gives them a small Bible or something like that. That's unacceptable. That is evil mm-hmm. in the eyes of the state.
And I think we need to, as Christians, we need to kind of check ourselves and see if on some of these things that we think are important, like the war on drugs, for example, Christians don't want to see people addicted to alcohol. They don't want to see them addicted to drugs. So we had alcohol prohibition. Now we got the war on drugs. Can they take a look at some of these things and say, you know what? Marijuana really does help some people who are sick and they use it medically. Can we just have the compassion not to throw people in jail for lifetime imprisonment because of mandatory minimums that keep them in and let violent criminals out? Can we have that kind of compassionate conservatism, a conservatism that doesn't try to put compassion, run it through the government, run it through these big institutions that don't have any compassion, but rather have it on an individual level and not be so trusting of government to be the only instrument that we have in our bag.
Well, it's Christian to not want the CIA drug running heroin.
Yes.
The war on drugs.
Yes.
It's a delusion. It's a lie that it's Christian to somehow support this war on drugs or somehow support all this government bureaucratic insanity. The same thing with prohibition. It just led to more alcohol. We need to abolish the war on drugs 100%. Yes. Because the government is not your big daddy. It's not going to provide for you and keep you safe. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, actually, what's not Christian is treating the government as God.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
I identify as a follower of God and everything. And one thing I'm not going to do is sit back and ask the government to go around and arrest people that are smoking less than, a gram of pot or something in California. That has nothing to do with anything. But even if we got rid of the war on drugs, less people would statistically use drugs. Mm-hmm. So overall, we're relying too much on the big daddy system. And that's why it's come to the point now where you can't even feed the homeless or you go to jail if you try to give them food for Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's right.
It's also up to us to support the communities and churches that are feeding the homeless. I've done that personally. We need to support those who are being prosecuted, feed the homeless ourselves, just like uploading ourselves with guns to Facebook to protest that. We need to go out and feed the homeless more.
And even get involved on an individual basis. I think we're going to know that we've had revival come to – it's not revival when we do certain things. It's revival when our perspective has changed on things. And as we saw with the original American Revolution, it was preceded by a spiritual revival. We will know that that has happened when we see people start to take responsibility for themselves, for their families, for their neighbors, and not try to use the government as a hammer to beat each other over the head.
And
with
stop
it.
Morally judging everyone off
yes.
the crazy
yes.
foundations. Everyone is a sinner. Everyone has done things. But at the end of the day, if we're fighting and we're passionate for justice and reality and truth and God, that is power. That is
yes.
how we defeat the enemy.
That's
it's
right.
It's not about morally judging other people.
That's right.
We win.
It's about taking care of each other. Andrew, in Pennsylvania, you had something about winning and the TSA lawsuits. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the real reason you can't win TSA lawsuits is not because the TSA is viewed as necessary for safety. The reason you can't win TSA lawsuits is because your tickets, airline tickets, refer to you as passengers, and that's legally defined as a commercial term. And since you're in commerce, the government has authority to regulate you to the point where they can take away your right to not be searched without a warrant. And in order to solve this problem, we would need to change the word passenger into the word traveler, which does not have any legal definition that's commerce specific.
Well, you know, the other way that the TSA is winning their lawsuits.
You're just a slave.
that's a good way to put it. The other way that they're winning their lawsuits is by basically censoring the truth. We had John Corbett, who has been at the forefront of these TSA lawsuits. He's probably sued them more than anybody else. He had a video that showed that their naked body scanners were totally ineffective if you had weapons just on the side of your body. But in his latest lawsuit, which I believe, Anthony, is still in play, they mistakenly published on Pacer.gov, which is where all of the lawsuits are supposed to be published. They mistakenly published up there that they realized, as of 2011, that there was no terrorist threats against airports or airplanes. But they redacted that. They allowed him to see these documents during discovery. He referred to it, quoted from their documents, and then they redacted that out. But then they made a mistake of putting the unredacted copy up there. So we know exactly what they were doing. And at the same time, they said there's no threat. They were threatening the state of Texas with a complete shutdown of the air system because we had the House of Representatives here had passed a bill that would constrain the TSA to treating us like human beings again, like the Constitution requires them to. And so they blackmailed the state Texas and the Senate. They backed out. And, of course, our lieutenant governor, who was a lifelong CIA guy before he became lieutenant governor, he was alongside bringing that down, wasn't he, Anthony?
Well, I like the 4'5", 300-pound TSA agents that treat me like a literal slave. And I think that's good. And I think it's good that they've never stopped a terrorist ever.
Right.
And every single time where an engineer novice tries to put a weapon inside, a faulty weapon inside of their coat or whatever, they can get through every single time. I like the fact that if you ask them about their radiation naked body scanners, they'll tell you they're perfectly safe, even though in the 90s, a commission on radiation found that back then when they were using them in isolated cases, it was causing hundreds of cases of cancer isolated in the 90s. Who knows how many it is now? I like all that. So I think the TSA is good, and I think cancer from their naked body scanners, which, by the way, they put pregnant women now through and little kids and stuff, I think that's good. And I think passenger is a perfect term. It's closer to slave, I think. But, you know, overall, they're definitely keeping us safe.
Well, you know, it's just how they control us. It's another one of these techniques of control, just like we were talking about spying on people, wanting to know if their propaganda through the media is working. They need that feedback. They need to be able to monitor us everywhere. They need to look at all of our metadata. And this is also a part of this. This is slave training. I can put my hands on you at any time, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you let me do that, I'm going to instantly reward you in kind of this Pavlovian, Skinner-esque type of way. I'm going to instantly reward you with letting you get on the plane.
Yeah, well, thanks.
So here's your positive reinforcement. You just let me do this, and you can get on the plane. We're being treated like lab rats.
If we let the NSA win, I got arrested for walking in our parking lot. If we let the NSA win, the TSA will be the physical arm that comes into your house and searches you. If we let them win, if we let them set the precedent, the TSA is coming to your door. That's the physical manifestation of the NSA.
That's right. It's metastasizing, just as all these government agencies are metastasizing. Well, that's it for today's show. Alex is going to be back tomorrow at the usual time, 11 Central, 12 Eastern. Don't miss it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question.